The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts and help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations, and their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/bluewire. That's 60% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions apply.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 31st edition. Got a 9-game slate to break down for you. Hope you guys had a great, great Tuesday of action, some fun action in that 12-game slate. Lots of offense on Tuesday. We'll see what Wednesday brings along for us as well. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord and have some fun there as well. Give the podcast a rate, review on iTunes and Spotify. I would appreciate it. If you're watching it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up, leave a comment in the comment section, as that helps out a bunch as well. Let's get cracking. 9-game slate totals on this slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. A's, Nationals, 8.5. Dodgers, Mets, 7. Mariners, Tigers, 8.5. Rockies, Braves, 8.5. Red Sox, Twins, 8. Royals, White Sox, 8.5. Yankees, Angels, 7.5. Phillies, D-backs, 9. So a lot of low totals. We have 1-9. 1-9 over the whole deal. So let's talk about pitching on this slate. We should have some good ones. Jacob DeGrom, 11-5 at home against Los Angeles Dodgers. I said this with Scherzer the other day. I'll say it with DeGrom. He's a beast. Absolute monster. 24 or more points in 4 straight starts. He's stretched out to, had 95 pitches 2 starts ago, 87 this last time. He's got at least 6 innings in 3 straight starts. He has at least 9 Ks in 4 straight starts. He's a beast. He's facing the Dodgers. Very good team. But if you want to go to DeGrom, don't have to go too much more into that. He is awesome. Gerrit Cole is 10-8 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Cole came out in a big, big way his last time against Oakland to bounce back after a couple not-so-Cole-like starts. He gets the Los Angeles Angels, much better matchup than, say, the Dodgers that DeGrom has. Angels striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Do have a 232 average, 170 ISO, 92 WRC plus this past month. Both elite plays. Elite plays. DeGrom costs $700 more. I think DeGrom's got – he's amazing. He's amazing. Cole might have the better ceiling with the easier matchup. Both great plays. Can't argue either way. You can save $700 to get to Cole, which might make him more popular. So if you want to be a little more unique, potentially go to DeGrom versus the Dodgers. Both are awesome plays if you choose to pay up at the position. If you want to save money, though, Joe Ryan is $8,500 at home against the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox team does not scare me a ton these days. 19 or more points in 3 straight starts. 19 or more in 4 of his last 5. He's got you 6 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5, and very, very productive along that front. Now faces the Boston Red Sox, a team that strikes out 22.5% of the time over the last month. First right-handed pitching could be a little unique, as most people do not target the Boston Red Sox. That could be an angle to go to with Joe Ryan at $8,500. Going cheaper on this slate, it's not great. Pitching is not great. Like, Marco Gonzalez is interesting in tournaments, coming off a great start against the Cleveland Guardians. That was at home. His 2 road starts prior to that, not great. Home start, great. He's got some splits this year, folks. Home starts have been much better. 3.46 ERA at home, 4.6 on the road. Something to consider. He's going to be at Detroit. It is a Detroit team that strikes out nearly 25% of the time versus lefties over the past month, hitting 249 with a .084 ISO and 70 WRC plus. Excuse me. On a slate like this, that makes Marco Gonzalez very much in play at $7,300. Don't love it, but on this slate, that checks the boxes pretty, pretty well. And other than that, it's like, do you take the chance on Chris Bubik? He's been rough the last 2 starts after being pretty good, so probably not. I can't even make an argument for anybody else. So it's, you pay up for DeGrom or Cole, or both. You got Joe Ryan, $8,500, and you got Marco Gonzalez at 73. That's where your pitching stands right now until we see lineups. Maybe there's some differences that pop out, but that's where we're looking on this nine-game slate. It is not pretty when it comes to the pitching department. With that being said, let's look at the bats, as there should be plenty to go around. That starts with JT Realmuto against the lefty Henry. JTR at $5,600 is outstanding on this slate. It continues to just produce. You got Big Wilson Contreras, who had a big ding-dong on Tuesday, $5,400 versus Mitch White. But I like Realmuto for $200 more in his matchup versus Henry. If you want to be a little different, though, Sal Perez, he took Gio deep on Tuesday. We talked about that on Tuesday's show. You get him for $4,800 versus Lance Lynn, who has gotten a little better of late, but still not the Lance Lynn we love to expect. So he can be an option for you as well. William Contreras going up against Feltner could be a nice play at $4,500, as most will go to the Olsons, the Rileys, the Swansons, the Harrises, who hit second on Tuesday night, stuff like that. So William Contreras could fly under the radar at $4,500. Sean Murphy, grand slam on Tuesday, having an amazing season. He has $4,200 versus Sanchez. That could be a big spot there for Sean Murphy versus Anibal Sanchez. I believe it's Anibal. Let me double check to make sure I got that one right. But let me see here. I don't want to screw this up for you guys. They don't even have. Oh, yeah, Anibal Sanchez. Want to make sure I got that one correct. So yeah, Sean Murphy in a big spot there at $4,200. Some other cheap options. You can go Carson Kelly at $3,800 versus the lefty Falter, as he does like lefties quite a bit. You got Travis d'Arnaud at $3,500 versus Feltner, so that could be a cheaper piece of Atlanta. And then Shea Langeliers at $3,400 versus Anibal Sanchez as well. I like Murphy if you can afford him, but if you want a discounted A against Anibal Sanchez, and the A's went off on Tuesday night, Langeliers at $3,400 is a good price point. If you're fading Marco Gonzalez, we love Eric Koss versus lefties. He's $3,300. I think you're going to need to use Marco Gonzalez on this slate, but if you don't, he's 100% in play for you. I am not a Steven Vogt fan, but he's $2,700. He hit cleanup on Tuesday night. If he's hitting cleanup on Wednesday against Anibal Sanchez, that does bring value. He's catcher first base eligible. Not in love with it, but if you're stacking Oakland and you want some discounts, it's not the worst thing you can do. First base position, I'll get them right here. You have Shohei Ohtani at 63, sure, but you have Varito versus Farrell at 5,900 in a really good spot there. Don't mind Pete Alonso at 54, but Rhys Hoskins at 53. We're going right back to the Phillies against Henry on this one, so great spot for him. Don't mind Matt Olson at 48. That's a really good spot versus Feltner. Christian Walker, though, at 44 against Falter is a really good spot there. Arizona could be in a nice spot. We had Philadelphia. Arizona's got the game total of 9, the only one so far with a total of 9 as we get going. So that is an angle I like to go to as well. So Christian Walker at 44 checks the boxes for us. Andrew Vaughn, if you're fading Chris Bubich, which you should, he's first base outfield at 3,700. So that's a nice upside. Seth Brown was the A I was thinking of. He's first base outfield eligible at $3,200 versus Anibal Sanchez. So another cheap piece of Oakland in a very, very juicy matchup. There's Steven Vogt yet again at 2,700. As we mentioned, I talked about Nick Prado yesterday. He took Giolito deep. He is 2K versus Lance Lynn. That is a very, very nice punt as well if you're looking in that department. Second base for you on this slate, Josh Rojas at 49 is just fine versus Falter. I could tell Marte at 47 as well. Kind of like Rojas a little more, but both very, very good plays. Cheaper, though, Gene Segura at 43 against Henry is a very solid, kind of cheaper piece of Philadelphia, surprisingly. So you can go there. Nick Maton of Philadelphia is only 3,400. He'd be another cheap piece to go take a peek at in that matchup. Vaughn Grissom is only 3K versus Feltner. I like that quite a bit as well if you're looking for some value. And then other than that, though, like Josh Harrison's not been great. He's 2,400 if you need a super punt. Like Mike Massey at 2K for the Royals versus Lynn, I kind of lean to if you over Harrison, honestly, to save the $400 and go to Massey over Harrison if you need to go full punt mode in that matchup. Third base position, Devers is okay. I like Riley at 56 a bit more in that matchup. But a great tournament play at $5,300 is Eugenio Suarez versus the lefty Alexander. Wish it was in a different ballpark. That did not stop Seattle on Tuesday, who at the time of the recording had 9 runs against the Tigers. So Eugenio versus a very hittable lefty at $5,300 is something we like to target. You got Bobby Witt Jr. at 5K, Alec Bohm at 47 for your stacks. You can go there. But if you're just paying up for third base without a stack, Eugenio at 53 is a guy I'd go to look at. Christopher Morel having a monster Tuesday. He's third base outfield eligible at $4,300 versus Mitch White. So he's a guy you can look at to be a little different with the Cubbies in that matchup. It's a good matchup because I like White. He's got decent pedigree, just hasn't been able to get the swing and miss, lots of contact. So the Cubs could be a nice kind of lower rostered play for you on Wednesday. Emmanuel Rivera, we talk about him a lot for Arizona. He's $2,800 versus the lefty Falter. Good value, really good value there. Hunter Dozier at 26. I'd rather have Rivera at 28, but both very nice values in their matchup respectively. Yep, that's it at the position. Shortstop for you here. You got Trey Turner against DeGrom. But Francisco Lindor at 57 versus lefty. Like that quite a bit. Dansby Swanson at 54. You can definitely get behind that. Mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. a second ago. He's a shortstop third base. So obviously both sides apply. Cheaper plays, though. It's a pay up at shortstop spot. If you've heard that before, I apologize. But that is a regular occurrence. So you're going to pay up likely with a stack piece at shortstop. Outfield on a loaded spot here. You got Judge, who's got 50 home runs now. Shohei, but J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez at $6,200 is a great payout spot against Alexander. If you can afford it, if not, Starling Marte, who I mentioned on Tuesday, he went deep on Tuesday. He's $5,800 versus Anderson. Harper and Schwarber will both get the lefty-lefty matchup versus Henry. I don't care. I don't see Henry going deep in this game. So you'll get some bad Arizona bullpen. Harper 57, Schwarbaum's 56. Both in play for you, respectively. Teoscar Hernandez hit his 19th home run of the year on Tuesday night. He's 5K versus Farrell, so that's another nice piece of the pie there. I mentioned Michael Harris the second hit second on Tuesday night. It's $4,400 versus Feltner, so that's a nice look. Ian Happ going up against Mitch White at 44, can be a nice contrarian play as well. I mentioned Christopher Morel already at $4,300 for Chicago. Both nice little plays for you. Eloy Jimenez, man, he shows signs of life, then he disappears. Shows signs of life, disappears. He's $3,900. Great price tag versus Bubich, who gives up a lot of home runs. So that's a good tournament play with Eloy Jimenez. I mentioned Nick Maton earlier at 34. You can look at that direction. Some other cheapies, AJ Pollock's 33 versus Bubich. If you're stacking the White Sox, I don't like Pollock so much as a one-off. I got Seth Brown at 32. I like that. Like I mentioned earlier, the Franamil is 3K versus Mitch White. Another good value for you in that matchup. Going below 3K now, you're going to have, you know, Hunter Dozier's down here at 26. Mentioned him earlier. Drew Waters for Kansas City is $2,500 versus Lynn. That's a decent value. Lane Thomas is really swinging it well, and he's $2,400 versus Kaprielian, who you can definitely hit. So if you want just a cheap punt, I don't mind Thomas at $2,400. Even if you're not stacking Washington, that's not a bad upside play at $2,400. Then other than that, like a Garrett for Arizona is $2,100. You can look there, but usually I don't think he's going to play much lefty-lefty. Actually, he's a righty, so Stone Garrett will be in the lineup. I forgot. I was thinking of a Braxton Garrett. Stone Garrett is $2,100 for Arizona. He is a really good play versus Falter. I think that's a phenomenal value, one of the better values on this slate. So I'd like to target him. And then other than that, you got Corbin Carroll for Arizona at 2K is also a great value. So you can Carroll, Garrett in the outfield for Arizona, both really, really good values on this slate. Recapping your pitching, horrible pitching. DeGrom, Cole up top, easily the 1-2. Joe Ryan, 85 in the middle. On a slate this bad, the more I look at it, you can make a case for Michael Wacha. You can against Minnesota. I don't love it, but you can make a case for him. Marco Gonzalez at 73 would be the other option, as it's a dreadful slate of pitching. Stack-wise, Oakland can be kind of sneaky for Sanibel Sanchez in that matchup. Same with the Cubs versus Mitch White. I like Oakland more than the Cubs. Both have a little bit of appeal to them. Seattle's a great play. Expensive, but a great play in that matchup. And then you got the White Sox versus Bubich. Kansas City a little bit versus Lynn. I could see that. But Philadelphia, Arizona, I want to game stack that one. Philadelphia is the big stack. Arizona, great value stack. You can game stack that one and have a ton of fun. Sprinkle in some of the other values with like Oakland and others. And really, really have a fun evening. But that'll do it. 9 games on your Wednesday. Ugly pitching. Let's hope we get some fun lineups that make some more pitchers viable. We will talk about that in the Fantasy Degens Discord. So if you want to get in there, just ask me. It's free. Or hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. Also leave the podcast a rate review on iTunes and Spotify. That would be awesome. If you're watching the podcast on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up and leave a comment in the comment section. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow night. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 31st edition. I'm out.